Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 27th. Colorado's two presidential candidates are getting ready for their first debate of the crowded Democratic primary tonight in Miami. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper and Senator Michael Bennett are sharing the stage with eight other candidates, including frontrunners Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Colorado's candidates will likely be introducing themselves to millions of Americans for the first time. Almost half of the people surveyed this week in a national poll said they haven't even heard of them. Seth Maskett, a political scientist from Denver, says the debate gives them a big opportunity to stand out.
When there's this many candidates in the field, a lot of unusual things can happen. And, it's just say, given the research I've been doing, talking with Democratic activists, people, for the most part, do not have their minds made up.
Maskett says if the front runners stumble during the first debate, it could create an opening for Hickenlooper and Bennett, who have been polling around 1% nationally. I'm Scott Franz.
And now from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KZMU reporter Molly Marcello reports on the growing problem of graffiti and vandalism on public lands. She went out to Sand Flats Recreation Area with graffiti removal experts to learn how such action injures our shared spaces and how the behavior is rising as visitation increases.
It's just changed so much in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. It's early morning at Sand Flats Recreation Area as a small group of people make their way over sandstone and brush.
See, what they're doing is they're coming up from the campground down there. And look, this is just, and see, there's some historic in here as well.
Usually visitors to Sand Flats bring their mountain bikes or off-road vehicles. They're recreators in search of the internationally famous trails over Slick Rock. But this particular group of people walking with notebooks and sturdy shoes is searching out something else.
We haven't done anything up here since we were up here.
I'm Andrea Brand. I'm the director at the Sand Flats Recreation Area.
Is it growing again, or is it?
Susan Berry, retired law enforcement and now full-time volunteer.
It doesn't look like this might be new over here.
Don Montoya, retired archaeologist.
The trio finds what they're looking for, a panel of rock with clear evidence of regional history. Both Berry and Montoya have worked for years removing graffiti on public lands, and this particular panel, well, is becoming overrun.
AC Montaño.
The historic writing reads AC Montaño Canjillon en Mexico. The group speculates about his place in the region's history roughly a century ago.
I bet he's from Mexico or he's a Basque.
Really? How can you tell?
Well, it's a Hispanic name.
Okay.
And look, he even added his.
The tilde above the N.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But nearly crowding out Montaño's panel are other markings, scratched haphazardly next to, and in some cases over his name. Letters spelling out DXB, the name Jordan, in all capital letters, and what appears to be a rudimentary marijuana leaf. It's graffiti.
For us today, this gentleman here was probably doing something here like before this area was very settled. And he was probably a cattleman, a ranchman, somewhere through here that left something historical for us to find out. People today that are coming and writing their names on the wall, we have all sorts of other ways now to express who we are. We don't have to write on the rocks anymore. And so my feeling is you can send an email to a friend with a picture of yourself standing next to a rock. You don't have to put your name on it. You've got all these other elements now that you can use that are at your disposal that these people did not have. And so there's a real difference in that.
In spite of these almost infinite ways to communicate, people continue to vandalize public lands. Officials say it's just getting worse as visitation rises across the region. Some of these incidents make headlines, especially when they're downright egregious. The Idaho man, who last year scratched a heart along with his and his wife's initials into the side of the iconic Corona Arch. Or this June, at Capitol Reef National Monument, when rangers found the image of an eye deeply gouged into the sandstone at Temple of the Moon monolith. It's happening all over, and it's happening to precious history, to petroglyphs created by indigenous people thousands of years ago, to geologic formations shaped by nature over millions.
I would say it's gone up exponentially within the last 10 or 15 years. And quite honestly, I think it has to do with two things: increased visitation, and unfortunately, the witness of that is social media. Because we find instances where people will leave their inscription, stand next to it, take a selfie, and post it on Instagram or Facebook or something like that. So I'd say with increased visitation and social media, we've seen an exponential rise in graffiti and vandalism.
More people, more incidents. At the national parks and monuments around Moab, visitation has absolutely climbed. 1.6 million people visited Arches alone in 2018. That same year, the Park Service documented 49 incidents of graffiti between arches, canyonlands, and natural bridges. 9 of those incidents impacted archaeological resources, and 8 impacted geologic features, like arches and springs. An NPS archaeologist told me they know these numbers barely scratch the surface of what's actually happening on public lands.
Correct. Dawn and I have actually cleaned graffiti on just about every, from national parks to state parks to BLM land here to even Sitla land. So every portion of our land out here has been affected.
Even sites that are on the National Register of Historic Places.
And that was around some rock art, right?
That was at the Sago Canyon National Register site. So that was mitigation for rock art damage.
Local experts and volunteers tell me they feel like they're chasing their tails. When you finally fix one injury, it feels as if 3 more just appear. They tell me what we really need is a change in behavior.
And when people came to visit, when they first looked at Moab and coming here to visit, was it really on their agenda to come deface a rock? I would imagine their agenda was like everybody else's, to come and explore and be a part of this. And it really probably wasn't until they got here and they probably saw where somebody else wrote something and they decided to leave a mark. This is not what you came to look at yourself. So why would you do that? So the key is just don't do it and leave the beauty as it is.
Reporting from Moab, Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.